Yesterday was another example of a true team win. Mental toughness was tested because things certainly weren't going the way we wanted to, especially late in the fourth quarter. Made some mistakes offensively that would have been very difficult for a lot of teams to overcome. But we never lost hope. Confidence didn't waver. We were able to make plays that needed to be made for us to win the game, and that's what I'm most proud of. And I'm proud of Brian. He was very hard on himself after the game because I just know how much he expects of himself, and I just know how disappointed he was that he had let down his teammates. And I think that's a testament to the team that we built. That a lot of guys go out there and play, and they know it's more than themselves. So Brian's acknowledged his negatives and was able to recover from them and lead us down to set up Billy's game winner. Defensively, I thought we did some really good things, especially in stopping the run. I thought the secondary did a good job of limiting big plays. I just thought with that group, with that quarterback and skill set at receiver, I thought it was, potentially we could have been in for a long day, and I thought our guys just battled and were able to keep us in the game, especially with the injuries we had. I thought Craig Robertson did a heck of a job stepping up. I thought Mingo played one of his better games, probably his best game this year. I don't think it showed up in the stat sheet, but he did a real nice job for us. Special teams, we did a good job of limiting Hester, aside from when I lost my mind right before the half. And go for the 60-yarder. I thought we did a good job. Obviously need to thank Joel Bitonio. That could end up being the play of the year for us with his hustle from the backside and saving tackle. Obviously makes my decision not look nearly as bad as it was. So it's always a total team effort. Very difficult to get in the NFL, especially on the road in a dome. And yesterday was obviously evidence of that.
Mike, how much of a headache?
Can you give us an update on Tayshawn Gibson?
I saw it was reported about the MCL, potentially some PCL damage as well. So it will be some time. We just don't know. The timing that we've heard puts him potentially right at the end of the season. So I just don't know, given the little information we have on it right now, if we can make any decision on his status as to whether or not we'd put him on injured reserve.
And Mike, do you recall a player like Brian yesterday being so publicly down on himself? And you spoke to what that means for him as a leader. Were you concerned at all that he would get himself too far down there?
No, Brian is very, very difficult on himself. I mean, he's a competitor and he's a perfectionist. And I just think in a sense where he felt that he was really letting his teammates down, some of the plays that he had made, it obviously affected him. But I just think that the way he handled it was outstanding. Just the resolve. I mean, just people said that, the look on his face when they made the field goal that, hey it's time to go out there and see if we can get this done. So I just, again, it's a testament to his mental toughness and the team's mental toughness that there are going to be a handful of games a year that will come down to the last drive, and we've been fortunate that we haven't come up on the positive end in all of them, but certainly did it in more situations than we haven't.
Hey, Mike, you mentioned the mental toughness of the football team, and I guess, and I know you haven't been here, but you're aware of the injuries, losing tough games like you had the previous week. Those are the types of things that have derailed seasons here in Cleveland. What is it about the mental toughness of this team and what you've instilled in them that has allowed them to overcome the significant amount of adversity that you guys have had this year?
Well, first of all, I think it's a big part of it is the guys that we have. The new guys that we were able to bring in and mix in with the character of the guys that were here, and that's a big part of it is having the right guys. The other part of it is preparation. You practice those situations in practice. You try to simulate as best you can performing under pressure, and that goes all the way back to the spring and some of the things we did in training camp. And you just you work it into your weekly routine, all those special situations, working a two-minute, you know, when to hurry up on the ball and spike it and when to give yourself up and go down and when to get out of bounds. All those things are things that you work. And I just think that, you know, just like losing can be a habit, winning can be a habit. And the fact that we've had success, I just think further bolsters our guys' confidence when we get in a situation where we are down some, and that we always feel confident we can come back. And the two large comebacks that we've had, the one in the opener where we fell short, and the one against Tennessee, I think our guys truly now believe that you know, there's no deficit too big.
Hey, Mike, to follow up on Tom's question about Brian being so down on himself, he said he'd be disappointed with himself all week, and you know, he just kind of kept repeating that. I mean, do you have any kind of, you know, thought that maybe you might want to talk him off the ledge a little bit? I mean, was it a little over the top in your opinion?
Well, it's a hypothetical thing, too. I mean, he was able to make enough play. I mean, he should have some confidence coming out of it, knowing that he didn't perform as well as he wanted to and made some critical mistakes. And that the fact that the team had the belief in him and they had his back, and we were able to make those plays at the end to win the football game. So just like after a loss, we're going to pull the lessons from it. You know, same thing after a win. This is a win we're going to look at and know that we still could have played a lot better. And there are a lot of things to draw from it, and that's just part of it.
Hey, Mike, now that you've seen Gordon up close on your team, we know the impact he had in the game on the surface. But technically, what did it do? Did it open up running games? Did it open up the underneath passing lane? What did his presence mean?
If you haven't watched the tape, I think it's fair to say that there was a little bit of that for sure. That he can take the top off of a coverage and open up either the underneath coverage or one half of the field if they're rolling coverage towards the side that he's on. And then I think very underrated in his performance was he blocked extremely well in the run game. And there were some times where they were in some coverages that were geared to take him away that probably did lighten up the spacing for our guys up front to run the football.
Mike, when you look around the rest of the AFC right now and just how tight this playoff race is going to be, what does it mean to be in it still right now, kind of at the end of November, and how small do you think is the margin for error now for you and all these other teams that are, you know, really fighting for these playoff spots?
I just think it's too early for us to really start to study it. I mean, the bottom line is you got to keep winning, and each week presents a new set of challenges. And obviously we're thrilled to be a part of it and for our games to be meaningful at this point, but we're not certainly satisfied with that. But each week is, like I said, is the biggest game is your next one. And that's why we're, we'll take our lessons that we learned from Atlanta and then we'll be all in for Buffalo.
When a quarterback is so hard on himself like that, how well does that play in the locker room in terms of his teammates?
Well, I think the guys realize that we certainly wouldn't be where we are right now without Brian, and that nobody's perfect. And when you see a guy that is that hard on himself and is that much a perfectionist, and it means a lot, that they're going to play hard for him. And I just think that's what. One of the biggest reasons why we are where we are is guys care about each other and they realize that they're part of something bigger than themselves. And I think that's when you're involved in a team sport and you have that, you have a chance to be special.
Mike, you've seen a lot of running backs in your day. You know, what is the scope of Isaiah Crowell's potential? I mean, he seems to be getting better.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more reps he gets, he's just only he is only improving, and that was good to see him in front of his hometown crowd, you know, have the game. It didn't start off the way he wanted it. I know he tripped on one of his early runs. It didn't start off great for him, but he's a guy that he works hard I think he's figured out the practice part. And again, Wilbert Montgomery isn't going to let those guys, take his foot off those guys anyway. So he works them hard in the meeting room, works them hard on the practice field, and we're getting results.
Hey, Mike, how close was he to not making the team before that Chicago preseason game?
That's a discussion that we would have had. I don't know if I can say it was close. We knew we wanted to have him around here. Maybe if he didn't play at all in the preseason and nobody got to see him on tape, there was a chance we could have gotten him to the practice squad, and then at some point he probably would have ended up elevated to the roster. But the plan was to still get him some touches against Chicago, and we saw the results there, and it was a no-brainer for us to have him make the team.
Mike, what is your understanding of where the game will be played Sunday?
Still haven't heard anything yet. I know that the stadium there is on its way to being cleared, but I do know they're going to run into some potential weather issues this week with the temperature dropping. I know they've had some warm days there, and that's gotten rid of a lot of it. But we've received no official word from the Bills or from the league. I'm sure it'll be cleared up tomorrow. They wanted the Bills playing tonight. We'll certainly know more tomorrow.